Well, you know, I think, are you speaking in regards to just the zone read?
Yeah.
You know, I think what they try and do is just, yeah, I mean, you're right, it's just slow down, you know, your playmakers, and that's no different with the zone read. So, you know, we're going to have to be patient, and like I said, there's always going to be an extra guy, so that requires a little bit of patience of just kind of sitting there reading, reacting, which I know most of us on defense would rather just be turned loose and get after it. So there's, you know, extra importance put on that.
No tackle Sunday.
McCarthy said on Monday that the production doesn't always equal performance, the way they grade you and things like that. So what are other things that, you know, that you look for, that he looks for, the coaching staff looks for, that might not equal a tackle, might not equal a sack, but that you feel good about or that they feel good about?
You know, as I've been saying, I think, you know, you really have to look at the offenses in which we've been playing and kind of the evolution of offense in general. With so much of the zone read, you know, kind of read and react type offense, it definitely slows down players like myself and really guys within the front seven of this defense. But, you know, kind of dictating where the ball goes, as I think we saw last week, whether it's the quarterback or he's handing it off or running two or away. Sometimes you just have to play your role and, you know, fit within the scheme. And, I mean, it's not fun to leave a game and feel like you didn't create an impact that you're used to, you know, creating week in and week out. But, you know, sometimes I think you just have to come to that realization. But, I mean, we'll get back on the horse this week and, you know, hopefully you know, those days where you don't end up statistically on the board are few and far between, and we'll get back to pressuring the quarterback, creating tackles, and just helping the defense out.
So do you feel you're playing well, though? I mean, have you liked the way you've played?
Well, I mean, I can always get better. I mean, that goes without saying, but, you know, I can be better. But at the same time, like I continue to say, you know, sometimes you have to take a step back, and I know a lot of times I'll be judged based on my sack production, but, you know, you look on this team, I think the most – any one guy has is 2.5. You know, I think everybody's pretty spread throughout. And you know, as I continue to say, with these offenses you see around the league, you see some of these, you know, these big name guys who are struggling, for lack of a better term, as well. But I don't think you can put a number on you know, how you influence an offense coming into each game and what they throw at you, which I think is you know, what coaches are alluding to.
What do you need? What about the double teams? Is that too much of a battle? How much of a battle is that? You've had so much success, and now they're, you know, they're game planning for you.
You know, it is what it is. I've never used that as an excuse. You know, I'll continue to make my plays and need to continue to do so. And I think that goes for everyone, really, especially on the front seven. But I think, you know, what we've seen, especially through these first 6 weeks, is teams that are so protection-oriented that they're trying their absolute best to slow us down. It's created awesome opportunities for our DBs to come up and make plays. And that's exactly what we did, what we've been doing, which is why we're, I think, tied for number one in the league with turnovers. So provided we can do that and we continue to win ball games, I think that cures all.
Clay, you're saying that these offenses have changed to take you and playmakers out of it. What do you need to change in terms of react and still make those plays that you're used to making?
Just keep being me. Just keep being me, and those plays will come to me. But
are you healthy? Are you recovered from the groin thing?
Yeah, I feel good. Feel healthy, and when I'm out there, it's all go.
Clay, how do you go after a guy like Cam, who's really big, thick, strong? Is it different when you're trying to tackle a guy like that than the normal quarterback?
Yeah, I think we found that out in 2010 firsthand. You know, he's a big athlete, a big body, and one when he runs the ball that we're going to need a number of bodies on him and get to him, because right now he's, I think we saw last week, he's, you know, getting back to his old ways of being able to rush and, being able to run the ball and, you know, kind of playing on that ankle and everything. So we're going to have to be ready for that. But, you know, as far as bringing him down, it's kind of a gang tackle mentality. He's a big quarterback. He kind of fights resistance, and that's how he, you know, makes some of those big plays.